if you're someone who just wants to get in there and really move the needle, then applying this numbers game approach and just listing thousands of products is a pretty simple way to go about it, and very viable to make work in 2022 and beyond.
You're listening to The Growth Booth, the show focused on achieving lifestyle freedom through online businesses. Whether you're looking for step-by-step strategies to start building an online business, simple game plans to grow your business, or proven lifestyle freedom frameworks, you are in the right place. Stay tuned and be sure to join the thousands of listeners already in growth mode.
Welcome to episode number 34 of The Growth Booth. Now, last week we started talking about dropshipping and how I believe it is one of the best, if not the best way for someone to get started online, especially in the world of e-commerce, because you can start selling products without needing to buy any inventory up front. You don't have to worry about any of the logistics, shipping, or any of that stuff, and you can really hit the ground running. Now, I want to build on that a little bit this week by diving into what is arguably the best organic traffic platform out there. And by that, I mean a place that you can get boatloads of free traffic coming into your store. And there's a real beauty in not needing to pay for your traffic, because it does mean that your profit margins can be significantly higher. Now, there are a lot of misconceptions about the Facebook marketplace. I want to dive into some of those and also share with you a little bit about how you can get started selling on Facebook marketplace yourself. And just like last week, I have invited the CEO of Cartsy to join me here today, Mark Chaney. Mark is an expert in Facebook marketplace and knows it inside and out, as someone who has personally sold a lot of his own products on there through his own stores, but also as someone who has really been the leader in building integrations that make seamless and streamlined selling on Facebook Marketplace possible through Cartsy technology. So Mark, thank you for joining us again here for the second part of our chat here about dropshipping and selling physical products online.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to be here.
So thanks. Let's dive straight into Facebook Marketplace. What is the Facebook Marketplace specifically? I know there's a lot of misconceptions out there. I used to think that Facebook Marketplace was like Craigslist or something, or a place that you could sell your secondhand golf clubs, but clearly it's not the case. So what is the Facebook Marketplace?
Well, it's a marketplace. Facebook has gone through a lot of iterations in its growth to become a prominent marketplace where sellers can post their listings for sale and make it easy for buyers to find those listings in a number of ways and, ultimately do commerce. So Facebook kind of did, in the early days of the marketplace, Facebook was kind of viewed as a garage sale type of, a place to put your listings or your products.
And secondhand used products originally.
Absolutely. It predominantly started out as a secondhand marketplace. And over the course of probably the last 5 years, they have made extreme strides in kind of changing the way that is all viewed. I mean, I think they're really trying to put a dent into some of the other major marketplaces like Amazon and Walmart and eBay, etc. So they're definitely a legitimate player in the space.
I think they've already made a pretty impressive dent in those others, yeah. Because Facebook Marketplace is exploding. I mean, it's a place that does billions of dollars in sales every single year, and you can find everything there. It is subtly different.
When you start with billions of users, built right in, you kind of have an advantage right out of the gate. So,
yeah. So, why should people consider selling on the Facebook Marketplace? Any reasons that jump out at you there?
Yeah, I think just like what I said, there are just billions of people, you know, that are on the marketplace. If you look at just in, you know, the United States, just the sheer volume of active users that are on Facebook's platform every single day, you know, those numbers are astonishing, you know, just to themselves. So being able to just be right there in front of that group of people is insane. So,
you know, I was talking to one of our students and someone who uses Kartsy as well the other day, and he's not based in the United States. He's based in Australia, and he's already done $250,000 in sales this year. So in 6 months, the first 6 months of this year, he did $250,000 in sales on the Australian Facebook marketplace. So not even the USA Facebook marketplace. He's selling there as well, but on his own local Australian Facebook marketplace. So it doesn't really matter where you are. And by the way, I should really stress here that if you are in Australia or New Zealand or the UK or some other place that's not the United States, you can still sell on the Facebook marketplace in the USA. It's slightly different, but you can still do it. So that was one of the first things you said there was billions of users. Why else is Facebook Marketplace such an interesting place to sell right now?
I think a big one really is a benefit to sellers is, you know, inherently it's very similar to Amazon is, you know, Facebook is a very well-known name. And so there's kind of a built-in trust factor that comes along with that. Even though it's independent sellers on there selling, I think that trust factor goes a really long way.
Yeah, for sure. What else?
Another huge one is it doesn't cost any money to list your products for sale on the Facebook Marketplace. So they do have a fee when you sell through the marketplace, and that fee is today only 5%, which is a half to a third, you know, of what other traditional marketplaces charge for fees. So, you know, the pricing is great from the seller's point of view. And the, you know, like we said, the traffic is crazy and the trust factor is very strong.
So how is it that people can get free traffic? Can you just like explain that process? When we talk about free organic traffic on Facebook, how does that happen?
Yeah. You know, so many people are on Facebook every single day, and so many people have translated over really to the marketplace to do some of their browsing. You just, based on kind of where you're at, it depends on how, if you've assigned, you know, shipping for your products or local pickup and things. So geographic and keyword type of searches are very prominent on the marketplace. And you know, if you live in an area, if you live near one of the, you know, a major market, there's just millions of people that will have eyeballs on your product. If you've listed it for shipping, you know, it's really very much like, you know, you'd want to take advantage of keywords in your title and in your listing, and your product will just organically show up in front of those people that are searching for, you know, again, kayaks or camping equipment or train horns, you know, whatever it is, people are out there looking for all these types of products. So
yeah. Essentially, and I just really want to hammer home a couple of things here. One is people are used to seeing a lot of ads on Facebook. They go to Facebook, they're going through their news feed and they see an ad pop up and it's a, you know, go and buy this product. That's not the Facebook Marketplace. The Facebook Marketplace is another area of Facebook where people, you, anyone with a Facebook account can list products that they want to sell. And it could be your secondhand golf clubs, or it could be a brand new kayak that is ultimately going to be sent to a customer from someone else, from somewhere else. You don't have to, you know, store that product. That's why it works as a great place to to make sales, but can slot in nicely to a dropship business. And the way that people find products is by searching for them. So they go to the Facebook marketplace and they're like, hey, you know, I need to buy a new computer desk for my office. So they search for computer desk. And if you've got something in the Facebook marketplace and the title of the product is computer desk, you're selling a computer desk, then your product is going to show up in front of them. And maybe there's lots and lots of computer desks, so maybe you won't show up at the very top, or maybe you will. But that's how it works. It's almost like it's similar to Amazon in that regard. The way the products are listed is different, but ultimately people find the products by searching or by browsing. And there is that geographic element. So if you live in a big city, then you're likely to get many more people searching for your products. But you don't have to be in a big city. We've seen this over and over again, where you could be in a tiny little town, which is a couple of hundred miles from a big city, and or a city. It doesn't even have to be a big city. And most people, by the way, at least fall into that category. If they don't live in a city, there's a city, you know, relatively close, a few hours drive away or something. And that's enough to be able to really tap into this enormous traffic of people that are searching for products. So hopefully that clears up a little bit about, you know, what the Facebook marketplace is and how people actually go to find products. So hopefully we've really sort of hammered home how Facebook marketplace works and how people go about finding products to buy. What tips would you give for people who want to succeed with Facebook marketplace and using it to, as part of their e-commerce strategy?
Yeah. I'd say there's probably three main tips that I have to keep in mind. And this is relevant to commerce in general, but very relevant to Facebook is, you know, you want to have great photographs, right? Photographs are what grab people's attention. So if you're doing drop shipping, you'll get a lot of photographs from or images from suppliers and things. One of the things that we do in our drop shipping business on Facebook is we'll try to actually get our hands on a product and take our own unique photographs, right? Because so many people that are trying to do this, they're just using stock imagery and things. So if you can take a good set of photographs that really makes your product stand out from your competition, that's going to give you just miles of benefit on that. Another one is to really do a little bit of keyword research, because they have what they call tags in there, and using the right tags for what people are searching for. You know, you don't want to use a tag that somebody's not searching for. So searches on keywords on Amazon are different than keywords on YouTube, are different from Google keywords. So if you just do some searches in the marketplace, it'll start to do the auto suggestion kind of drop down. And those are starting with the ones at the top. Those are the actual keyword searches that by popularity are people are looking for and actually typing in. So be sure and use some of those keywords as tags in your listing. Another one is, you know, really try to be competitive on your price. You know, I know we're all here to make a dollar and we have to make profit, but, you know, you definitely want to keep your eye on your competition's price, you know, and make sure that you're kind of in line with what other sellers are selling at. I see a lot of people just try to force margin out of it, you know, and that doesn't always work. So that's three tips, but I have a bonus tip, and that is really to go in and renew your listings. That's kind of something that's unique to the Facebook marketplace, is that listings go up for, you know, X amount of days. And what Facebook does is your listing kind of, if it doesn't get some of that organic Facebook traffic love, you know, then the listing will start to kind of fall off. And what's great about it is you can just go in and there's a renew listing now button, and you can renew that listing, and it just refreshes, breathes new life into it and pushes it right back up to the top. So you definitely want to be sure and keep your eye on that.
This episode is brought to you by Kartsy. Kartsy is an all-in-one e-commerce shopping platform that can help you build an e-commerce business in record time. It provides you with all the bells and whistles that you need to get started selling your own products online. And it's incredibly easy to use, built for newbies who want to grow an online business without all the hassles and headaches that come with other shopping platforms. If you'd like to learn more about Kartsy and take advantage of a special offer that we've set up, and I can do that because I'm actually the owner of Kartsy, then head over to thegrowthbooth.com/Kartsy. That's spelled C-A-R-T-Z-Y. That's thegrowthbooth.com/Kartsy, and get more information about how we can help you build an e-commerce business and how you can unlock the power of Kartsy today. Now back over to the episode.
Good stuff. Lots of good stuff for people to take away there. One of the most common questions that we get all the time is around tax. Anything you can add here about the way that Facebook Marketplace works with tax or the IRS or anything like that?
Yeah, so, you know, there's certainly the, at least in the United States, there's been some new kind of regulations with that and how much you can sell on just about any marketplace, Facebook included. Is when you exceed a certain threshold, they're going to report earnings or revenue. And that threshold is $600. I mean, you're running a business, right? This is a real business that you're doing. And so you're going to be susceptible to, you know, real business things like tax. So, you know, be sure you kind of keep your record straight.
When you pass this threshold, what does that mean, though? You just start selling on Facebook Marketplace, you accumulate a bunch of sales, right. You pass that threshold, what happens?
So what that's going to do is that's going to trigger Facebook to send you a 1099 at the end of the year so that you can use it in your reporting. So that means that they're going to send to the IRS on your behalf this report, and they're going to send you a 1099 that you can use in your tax records.
Right. So 1099 is just a tax form for those of you that are not in the United States. It's a tax form. And if someone is not in the United States, I wonder if it triggers something similar. It's an interesting question. We do sell in the United States. We deal with that in the United States. But probably my understanding is that each different jurisdiction is going to be treated a little bit differently. Like if you're selling down in Australia, then and you're registered in Australia, then you know, it makes no sense that you'd be selling and that you'd be, you know, reporting sales to the United States. But maybe it does make sense if you are selling a lot of your products in the United States. I think my big takeaway from this, and the thing that I always say to people, is when you've got a successful business, you're going to have to pay taxes. It's you know, just a fact of life. And it's a good problem to have. And it's just an extra item in the admin column, and you're going to have to do it in any kind of a business. So definitely in my mind, it's not something you need to worry about. It's something that you could dig into a bit more for your individual you know, tax jurisdiction. In the United States, though, we do know that there's that $600 threshold beyond which the IRS will be informed, and then you'll be able to you know, file your tax return accordingly when the time comes. Another question that we get a lot is around Facebook Marketplace and messages. Like, are they private? Are they public? How does that side of it work?
So messages, that's a great question. And it's actually one of the benefits to Facebook is, you know, they have their messenger baked right in. And these billions of users that Facebook has, you know, people are very accustomed to using this messenger system. And what's nice about it is it really is a one-on-one private communication between you as a buyer and somebody as a seller. So nobody is privy to the conversation. It remains private. And that's whether you're posting as an individual or posting and selling as a business. So those are private conversations.
Yep. Another one of the top questions we've got is around the number of products that you can list. Like, can someone just go out there and list thousands and thousands of products, or are there some limitations around that?
Yeah, they really don't have a ceiling on the number of products that you can list. We certainly have in Cartsy, I know, because we see some of the data. We have people that have listed thousands and thousands and thousands of products on the marketplace. And the way that they've built their connections with tools like ours is, one that allows for that. So, yeah, I haven't seen anybody stopped yet listing too many products.
You know, I think the Facebook marketplace really does remind me a little bit of the good old days of Google, when you could create a website and you would get rankings for that website and you could sell things. In fact, that's what it was like when I started my e-commerce journey, over a decade ago. I could get ranked for all kinds of different keywords at the top of Google. So I'd have this sort of built-in traffic source. And it's still like that in Facebook Marketplace today. It's certainly much easier to get ranked in the Facebook Marketplace than Google or Amazon or most other sort of marketplaces and platforms. I think a big takeaway for me is that with Facebook Marketplace, it is a numbers game, and you're going to make more money, generally speaking, if you've got 1,000 products listed versus if you've got 10 products listed or 100 products listed. And because you can list basically as many products as you want, I mean, we've never ever seen any limitation. A good way to scale is just to keep listing more products. Make sure you're using the keyword tags. And again, this is drop shipping, so you're not buying any inventory up front. You're only going to buy that inventory and send it off once you've received the money yourself. So I think if you're someone who just wants to get in there and really move the needle, then applying this numbers game approach and just listing thousands of products is a pretty simple way to go about it, and very, very viable to make work in 2022 and beyond. Something else that I think people might be wondered about, because especially if you're used to selling in places like Amazon, the types of metrics that get served up. So are there any special types of metrics that Facebook gives its sellers that people could potentially use to their advantage to get better results?
Yeah, so Facebook uses something called a commerce profile. And if you look, you can literally go to just about any listing on the marketplace and scroll down and see what that seller's profile looks like. And they use that kind of on the back end to measure you as a seller. So just like any other platform, the better your metrics are, the better that they reward you with your listing placements and things. So,
what type of metrics do they serve up there?
It comes down to reviews. If you've gotten positive star reviews as a seller, so that's certainly an important metric. It comes down to your shipping times. If you're shipping on time when you've promised that you would, you can set a how many days to ship post sale. So, they're really just kind of looking to see that you are fulfilling the promise that you've made, right? Because at the end of the day, they want a good experience for buyers on their network, and they're going to measure these metrics and reward you for good outcomes. One little trick that we've done is if we have products that we sell on the marketplace locally, especially locally, because, you have a face-to-face interaction with somebody, and they may come to pick up a product that you've sold. Maybe it's a used product. Maybe it's something, kind of more like the olden days of the kind of garage sale mentality, used products. But when people show up and you're able to strike up a rapport and have a chat with somebody for a minute, I always ask them to leave a review, right? I might not do it to the kayak buyer, that's across, the country, and, there's no personal touch or anything, but anybody that it comes here that I can smile at, shake a hand, give a good deal to, et cetera, and ask for a review, those little reviews start to bolster and benefit your commerce profile. So that's just one little tip, but you get that for just being human.
Yeah. So, easy one. So that's one. I think, in selling in e-commerce in general, and especially when you're leveraging other people's platforms or other businesses' platforms like Amazon, Facebook Marketplace and so on, if you ask yourself the question, what would Facebook Marketplace ideally want for its customer, then you start to think of things like they would want a nice customer experience. So if you're a seller and you're selling products but you never deliver on time, what do you think Facebook are going to do? They're not really going to boost you as a seller. They're probably going to push you down to no one can find you. Or if someone sends you a message, are you prompt at replying? And by the way, that's something that you can always hire a virtual assistant to help you with. It's not something you have to do yourself. In fact, I would absolutely recommend that. It's one of the first things that you want to outsource. So just common sense business things that are best practices, things that are going to keep customers happy and give them a good user experience, because that's ultimately what Facebook wants from its platform. Facebook doesn't want these cowboys on there who are just, over-promising and under-delivering and give people a bad experience, because ultimately that will lead to people not wanting to buy on Facebook Marketplace. So being a good seller and really over-delivering on what you're promising, I think, is a good rule to live by if you're selling on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just those common sense things. If you're going to sell product, then be a good seller. Yeah. It's as simple as that.
Good. Well, look, I think we've given folks a good overview here of selling on Facebook Marketplace. If this is something that you want to do, or another sales channel that you want to add to an existing business that you might have, then we can certainly help you with that through Cartsy. Cartsy is designed to integrate and make things streamlined and seamless on when selling through different channels on Facebook and other marketplaces as well. You can find out by going to thegrowthbooth.com/Cartsy. You can find out how you can get a free Cartsy account and start playing around with that. And as always, you can head over to the Growth Booth and navigate to episode number 34 to see show notes and get links to other useful bits and pieces here for this episode. So Mark, thanks once again for taking some time out to be with us here today and to share some insights into what the Facebook Marketplace is and how people can start selling on it. Been a pleasure to catch up with you again.
Yeah, absolutely. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, guys. We will see you on the next episode of The Growth Booth. Thanks for tuning in.